Case 10,742 Clean Energy USA. This is a variance from the front yard setback requirement for solar panels. You had tabled it for them to submit a survey, and they did.
Okay.
And the there's two solar panels. The one out by the road actually sits right on the property line. And I'm going to pass the survey down. But what they want to do is move it back with the second one. And instead of a 38-foot variance for the front yard, they're requesting a 25.6-foot variance for both solar panels.
Oh, okay. Great.
If I remember right, there was some question about whether there was two parcels there or not, or whether it's all one parcel.
It's one parcel.
It is one parcel.
So there's two. The home out on 30 on the south side of the solar panels does not go with that parcel then.
You know, I remember about this case is that back there where the house is, these panels service, in the backyard, there appeared to be ample room, and the excuse for not putting them there was that the applicant trained canines.
Yeah.
And that
police officer for Lewis.
And that it would mess up the training, but space, but I mean, how much space can you mess up against the trees there? And then, you know, there was a thing about the trees, but it appears that with the shadows that the sun goes the other way. And even if it didn't, I mean, there's always these things called poles that they put these solar panels on. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see the survey to see. I don't think he was clear. As I recall, he didn't think the full backyard was part of the property to the trees.
And unfortunately, I was not at this meeting, so I cannot. But
Susan,
that's the new survey.
This is the partial you're talking about.
Yes.
This is a different part, right?
No. Let me see.
It's probably more question.
What's it got, 150-foot of road frontage?
And that,
yes, this is the parcel, and right. Then these are the solar panels, and he's just showing you
in
detail. This is not over here. This is for this parcel. He's just showing you in detail exactly how far it's sitting.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was where he's going to put
that
it.
That parcel is everything you see, and when it gets passed down, you'll see everything on the survey.
Okay. Yeah, that's something we only saw that. So that got to be a different parcel.
Yeah, he's just showing you so you can.
Here.
This here is going here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
Me too.
A different partial.
Right. So and now it's going to be. It's all the one partial again. Okay.
It's two and a half acre parcel, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
It fronts on 30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what he's going to be. Yeah, this is right here, and he wants to put it right here where this existing dwelling is. It's up here, and that's where I thought this was going to be. You know, these
that
were going
was,
back
that
here.
That was a case. That was the question here. I had. So there's two houses on the parcel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Existing dwelling. And we have one back here. Remember, we thought they would get two different parcels.
See, this is my confusion.
Because
this,
of the house.
This is where the new dwelling, that dwelling is. And
right.
It's not this one.
No. This must be the existing. Yeah, this would be the existing one.
No,
here.
That's it.
Oh, that's it here then. Okay, yeah. All right, that's existing dwelling. Yeah, right, let's turn it that way. Yeah, okay. That's existing dwelling, and then that's an existing dwelling.
So that would be there, not that one.
No.
Are there two dwellings on the parcel?
Excuse me?
Are there two dwellings,
on the parcel?
I don't think.
The tax map shows a two and a half, rectangular 2.5 acre parcel. In the overhead picture, the aerial photograph shows that there's a house between the house in question and the road.
Like in that woods.
That's where it's supposed to be going. This is the house then.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Not there.
Well, that's what Jeff and I were talking about. That's what we talked right here.
The tax map I have is just this site, this right here.
Right.
There's a house back here. It's a different parcel. You see, it's if it, it's not, there's not two houses on this parcel, it's one house.
One house on this parcel.
With the solar panels, yes.
On this 2.5 particular.
So what's back in the woods that the guy was saying?
Is that what the gentleman back that trains his dogs in? It's in the back.
Yeah.
I thought they fenced in the woods.
Yeah, no, I thought we brought him up here. And I asked him specifically that which house we were talking about. He pointed to the one behind the woods.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked for a survey because, yes, because that's why I asked for a survey.
Okay, well, that's just, does the survey show the house back? Dale?
Yeah.
Does the...
You want to see this back?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm sorry. Yeah, we wanted a survey and an overview.
Do you have this, Susan?
See, I guess there is.
Susan, do you have this one?
Do you have that picture?
Yeah, I just found it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we opened it. We left it open for a survey and an overview. Overview
yeah.
To determine
that's right
at that other house. It's like you're saying there. That's where I'm confused.
Yeah.
Huh?
I just found all the pictures of two dwellings.
One of the problems was the applicant wasn't the owner. And he had already installed and removed and reinstalled these panels.
This one here is this one.
And his only concern was getting them approved.
Is this back here now? So this is back here? Or is this in here?
That's my question. Is this one in here or is it back there?
So the septic system is
out of here. You know the original ones?
This is, okay, but what's in this house in here, though? This one here is right here, right?
This is what I'm talking about.
We've taken out an 08.
This is an overview, isn't it?
I don't know. The other house could be old.
No, it wasn't there, was it?
I mean,
how about if I go back and cut this one back?
Yeah.
We can all look at it. Say, this is neighborhood.
No, I didn't mean because of that.
No.
I don't know.
Here you go.
We left it open for a survey.
Here. Either way, there's two dwellings on that parcel.
Well, you said you just said that.
Well, it could be non-conforming, but however, it may not. It might be storage.
So there are two parcels on the parcel?
There's two dwellings.
Two dwellings on that parcel. That's what we were trying to determine. Their neighborhood. But you know, he told me you already knew that.
So, again, my question is...
I can address that issue.
I mean, that's what it shows on the survey.
Right.
And that's what I was questioning.
Right.
How was there two? And that's why I wanted a survey, and that shows two.
And it does.
And so we do, you know, we are talking about this dwelling here, and there is open space behind the house. Why didn't they put them there? Why'd they have to put them out on the road?
What did he say? When you say because of the trees or
no, the trees,
with it? The sunlight that he couldn't get it, wasn't enough sunlight back in that area. But didn't he have any trench them up front to be able to get the sunlight?
Those panels are capable of mounting on poles. And I mean, clearly,
the city had trenched itself and took them out there.
I mean, here south.
Right.
There's the back of the lot.
Right.
I don't see why you can't get solar gain right there.
It was down, the trees were higher than when he was down. It was like in the
No, I think he had testified.
But
that
then he went and trenched it out at his expense.
As I recall, he testified he could have put them there, but the homeowner didn't want them there.
I'm still.
That he trained dogs and didn't want it in his backyard.
Are you under the assumption that this is the second parcel?
No.
It's in here.
Hmm?
Where's the second parcel in this picture?
Yeah, where is that, man, John?
The second home dwelling?
Yeah.
Yes, this is it.
That's it?
That's what it that seems to show, the big one in the back.
Yeah.
If you look on the tax map, it doesn't appear that way on the tax map. Mm-hmm. The tax map, it doesn't appear to go back that far. On the second page here, the septic system is just beyond the solar panels, which would be right here. So the second dwelling
is in the trees?
Well, that's what I'm That's what I'm thinking, because he wouldn't have a septic system clear out here, I don't think, for that home back there.
But the applicant, I mean, he made it clear to me that that was the part of the house.
Well, that's the way I understood it too, but I'm like you, I'm not sure he knew what he...
You know, one thing you might, I don't know, maybe they could somehow overlay the survey on the...
Well, that's what I'd asked, that they overlay the survey on the overhead, or, you know. Or we could reopen the hearing and have them come back in here along with the owner.
I was just getting ready to ask Rick, can we do that?
That might be...
We have to re-advertise it, because the opposition would, if any, would have an opportunity to be present.
I'd rather we do that than, you know, than not be certain.
Yeah.
Well, the installer said that's the only place on the property that'll perform, right?
No, as I recall, he said that he could have put it back there behind the house.
See the letter?
Yeah, the letter states different, that was with the application.
It's the only place that'll work on the property.
Well, he'd already moved it once before.
Yeah. He moved it because it wouldn't work because of the shade.
Due to the septic system and property lines.
And he's gonna move it again, right?
Well, just the front one back to the...
Right here.
That's more evidence.
That is, that says Riddle House and Riddle Solar.
So he's just gonna move it back with the second one, and it'll be okay.
I think the house is ready, but I haven't...
Yeah, I'm not certain, so I wouldn't wanna make a decision without either the survey overlaying the aerial photograph or the applicant coming in and telling us where his house is.
He wasn't here, right?
No, it was the installer.
Installer was.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we reopen the hearing and ask, request that the owner, or the property owner, come in and with or without the installer to give us a little better clarification as to what we're looking at here. And why it won't fit behind the house if such is the case that this picture shows, you know, the house.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second it for the reason that I'm still confused about the survey and the original application pictures.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we reopen case number 10,742 to have the applicant.
Or its representative.
Or its representative to be here.
Somebody knows what they're talking about.
And Rick, it's another $400, right?
I think it's probably gonna be. Let me check, and I'll get up with Susan.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't tell you when it would come up, but I think we have to do something to give the public notice that it's gonna be.
Sure, we had it. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried.
Sure.
And Mr. Burrell, you'll get with Susan, you said.
Yeah, I'll check with the zoning office.
Susan, thank you for what all you did get done, but it does, you know, in all fairness, to make a decision of it, wanting to be everybody giving the benefit of the doubt. There is some. So we're gonna reopen this case.
The next case.